This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If you are an encourager to anybody on the planet, you're doing the work of the Holy Spirit. Think about that. That's the title that's used of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside. And when you do that, God can use you in a role that's assigned to the Spirit of God. You know what that says to me? That the Spirit of God can prompt you to talk to somebody. The Spirit of God can prompt you, I used to say this, to write a letter to somebody, but the Lord can prompt you to email somebody, text somebody, email somebody, phone them, but to come in contact, because encouragement can happen if there's no contact. So that's the first thing Paul said. Not only did we love you and pour our lives into you, we encouraged you. We came alongside. I found out the word here in the NIV, comforting, has to do with comforting the mind. It's more than just patting somebody on the back. It's not telling someone, don't worry, everything's going to work out in the end, because a lot of things in life don't work out in the end. There are times that people don't survive. And people do have calamities in life. And if you don't believe me, just look at what's happened in the last week in our country, in just the last 7 days. But comforting means to come alongside and comfort, I think, a person's mind with the Word of God. That doesn't mean you become a Bible quoter, constantly quoting Scripture. It's a part of your speech. You know, people can quote the Scripture without saying, well, I remember it says in the Bible, in the book of Ecclesiastes. You don't have to do that. You share biblical truth with people. For it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. You can share truth that for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. You can convey scriptural truth and comfort people with these words. In fact, in the book of Thessalonians, it talks about when Jesus is going to return. We'll study this later on. The Apostle Paul ends the passage by saying this, comfort one another with these words. Don't hit somebody over the head with them. You comfort people with the words. What? That Jesus is returning. That's the theme of this book. Prepped or panicked, that the Lord is coming back. We're to encourage, we're to comfort, not necessarily the same thing totally, and then urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. You know what that means? We use the word exhort, but we don't use that word, but exhorting means to urge someone to do something. You exhort children. Be a nice formal way of telling them you need to do this. We all need to exhort one another, to urge one another, not to be good people, just for the sake of being good. We don't tell people, be nice, because it's nice to be nice. We tell people to live lives that are worthy of God and the kingdom he's called you to. That's a challenge for everybody, for you and for me. You urge people, you urge your children, to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. I believe in talking about kingdom issues and kingdom stories because we're part of the kingdom. A kingdom is any place where a king reigns, and the kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. You're a part of the kingdom. So am I. You have children, they're part of the kingdom, hopefully. You have parents, they're part of the kingdom. We're all a part of the kingdom of God as followers, as believers of Jesus Christ. And Paul says part of being a godly father is encouraging your children to live lives worthy of the kingdom.
Well, I hope this program is a catalyst for encouraging you to live a life worthy of the kingdom of God, because you and I are kingdom people. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.